There's no clear answer to what a specific cost is for you online. It's really hard to find that.
Ever wonder why it's so hard to find out the cost of dental implants? Well, today I'm here with Sean, who paid for dental implants, and he's gonna reveal why the cost is such a mystery.
So, like many people, you started your search online. You couldn't find a straight answer about the price, so then what did you do?
Initially, I went to two different places.
And what did they tell you?
They gave me a consultation, and they were giving me a lot of different prices. They were separating everything out, like, removal of teeth is going to cost this much. Your arches will cost this much. The implants cost this much. The anesthesiologists will cost this much. So everything was, like, separated. So they said, if you don't want to be put to sleep, then this will be what your cost is. But then they were telling me, but you're going to have to come back to get, different sets of teeth. It didn't leave me feeling very comfortable. I didn't know what my final cost was going to be after leaving those consultations. So I was kind of uneasy with the situation.
I would be too. It kind of sounds like I'm at a buffet and it's a la carte. And what do I want on my burger? I'll tell you, I would want to be put to sleep. I wouldn't want the option. Like, do you want to be awake or do you want to be? I'd be like, you're the professional. Like, you tell me, right?
I did not want to be awake.
Right? And I would think most people wouldn't be. So you went to two places. You did consultations at both. You found out the process wasn't very quick, right?
The process was like a year long. And that really didn't sit well with me. I didn't want to go through a whole year process. You know, I'd seen some of my friends that were really unhappy with try-on teeth and, temporary sets. And I didn't want to go through any of that.
I don't blame you. So you went to two places hoping to get more information, hoping to really get a bottom dollar. What is this going to cost me? And you still felt like you didn't
get the runaround. I didn't know if I had to like go in and leave my pocketbook open for these guys. I mean, are they going to dip back into my pocketbook 3-6 months later with, a new set of teeth? Or, if the anesthesiologist had troubles with me or something, was it going to cost me extra? None of that was defined. There was no itemization there. So I didn't know what my final cost was going to be.
So what ultimately changed your mind? Because you're sitting here with me today. Your smile is stunning. You're incredibly handsome. Look at this guy. And if you're listening to the audio podcast, you got to go find this episode on YouTube and check out Sean's beautiful smile. But what ultimately changed your mind?
You know what? When I did my research online, one company I found that gave me a cost guide. I never saw anything like this before with any of the other companies. But with Nuvia, they have a cost and information guide, and they gave me a range of what my cost might be. They do permanent teeth in 24 hours, so no temporary sets of teeth. And from that point, I was able to get a consultation, and at the consultation, that's when they gave me an all-inclusive bottom line price.
So the same cost guide that you found that gave you that range and then got you in for the consultation is available for people who want more information.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, did you also finally learn why the cost of dental implants is such a mystery?
I did find out why it's such a mystery. There's so many variables to take into consideration before a set price can be established.
Now, you mentioned when we sat down before talking that you felt like a good analogy for dental implants is actually building a custom home.
That's right.
Okay, now explain to me how building a custom home is like getting dental implants.
Well, you can't ask a contractor to build you a custom home and then ask him what the price of that custom home is gonna be. He's gotta find out what is gonna work for you. He needs to find out what type of foundation is gonna work best for you. He needs to know if you need 4x4 or 6x6 studs in your home. He needs to know what the building regulations are in that city. So there's so many variables that have to be dialed in before a set price can be established. Because then he knows what he needs to do, what he needs to get for his building materials. And that doctors are the same. The doctor can't tell you exactly what your price is until he knows exactly what the inside of your mouth looks like.
That makes total sense. You can't just call up a custom home builder and say, hey, I want a 5-bedroom house. How much is it? He needs to know what the foundation looks like, what building materials, what finishes you're going to need. And it's the same with dental implants.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. So this brings us, and this is what we're going to talk about today, three big factors that affect the cost of your dental implants. Factor number one is that the doctor's experience matters. Now, tell me what you learned about the doctor's experience level and how that can affect the cost of your procedure.
Well, it's just kind of like I said with, asking for a custom home. If a contractor isn't skilled, then he might not build you a home that's going to last. You know, I felt more comfortable with Nuvia because the doctors there, they do this day in and day out. So it made me feel more confident about choosing Nuvia.
That makes sense. If you're building a home, your contractor is not as skilled, they may charge less, but next time you have a windstorm, your home might fall over, right? Like, who wants a home that's not going
to
be...
And I didn't want my teeth to fall out.
I don't want your teeth falling out, right? Exactly. That makes a lot of sense. And I know we've actually heard, and believe it or not, I actually know this to be true. There are doctors out there who claim that they can do dental implants, but there are some doctors who get that certification in like a little weekend course, and you're going to freak out. And I know this to be true because this actually got mailed to me on accident, because the person who used to live where I live was a dentist. And this is a brochure for a weekend oral surgery in paradise, it says. 3 days, come learn in 3 courses how to do oral surgery. Sean, could you imagine if you decided to go get your dental implant somewhere? And I'm not saying this is all doctors do this, right? But
right.
These exist. Can you imagine if your doctor took a weekend course in dental implants?
I wouldn't imagine having my teeth done by somebody who had just come back from a weekend course of doing dental implants.
Especially in Hawaii. You know they're having Mai Tais while they're like, okay, I got to get up in the morning for a course, right?
With Nuvia, they made me feel absolutely secure. I mean, these doctors are doing this procedure day in and day out.
So tell me a little bit about what your experience was like at Nuvia. You had, obviously, your surgeon. But wasn't there like a team of people that worked?
Yeah, there was a team of people. We have there's the surgeon with Nuvia, there's the anesthesiologist, the CRNA, you know, the office people. Everybody has their own job and they all do it day in and day out.
So each professional has one task they're responsible for. It's not like you're going in and you have your surgeon who's also trying to put you to sleep and prep the tools and pull your teeth.
Not people running around trying to wear 10 different hats. You know, they make you feel comfortable. They're confident in what they're doing and they make you feel secure about being there.
Well, that actually goes right back to the home analogy. If I want to install, if I want like some really nice plumbing installed, I sure as heck am not going to call the carpeting dude,
right
to come install my plumbing, because we know that plumbing is not going to perform as it should, right?
Exactly.
And I think that that actually only further strengthens that analogy. When you're building something new in terms of dental implants, you want each person who's working on the procedure to be really good at what they do.
Doing. Absolutely.
That's all they do, day in and day out.
They made me feel absolutely confident.
I think Nuvia actually won an award for their procedure. It's Dental Restoration Company of the Year.
That's right. And they actually won that 2 years in a row.
2024 and 2025. Let's go. That's great, because not only is Nuvia recognized amongst, obviously, patients like yourself who have gone and had a great experience, but it means they're also recognized within their own industry.
Absolutely.
As being innovative and being advanced. All the research that's been put into their procedure and their process is great. Getting into factor number two that makes the cost different for everybody, and that is everyone's mouth is different.
Different, yeah.
So how do differences in people's mouths, Sean, affect the cost of dental implants? And can you bring it back to that like home analogy for
us? The builder's gonna need to know what kind of foundation they need. They need to know if the ground's stable, what kind of materials are they gonna need to build the house. Same thing for the doctor. When they get in your mouth, they're gonna need to know what materials they need to use. Well, they need to know the foundation of implants, you know, all of these things.
How much bone you have, that's a big factor.
Right. Just like the ground being stable, is your bone stable?
So just like a custom home builder building a home for someone who lives on a sandy foundation, right? Not a lot of, you know, support. That foundation cost is going to be different than someone who's living on a really nice solid chunk of land,
absolutely,
right? Maybe less work has to go into that foundation. Something like that's going to affect the cost. Well, factor number three is, as in real estate, right? Location, location, location. So, Sean, how does location impact the cost of dental implants?
Well, I mean, if you go get your teeth done in New York, the cost of living out there is much higher than, say, the cost of living here in Arizona. So maybe the cost of, or the price of your teeth will be a little bit higher in New York than it would be in Arizona.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Location, location, location. If the cost of living is higher somewhere, naturally everything is going to be more expensive in that zip code per se.
Right.
Well, I know that Nuvia has locations all over the U.S.
Texas, California, New York.
And especially with their 24-hour process, I know that many people assume that that's going to cost more money than a process that's longer. But in fact, when you do the research, and I know you did, sometimes you're still saving money to do the 24-hour process, even if you include travel expenses to go somewhere else.
That's correct.
Incredible. So this all makes sense, Sean. This is why when people go online and start trying to research and get a bottom line cost for their dental implants, they can't get an answer.
No. And if you would like to learn more and get a range of what this may cost you, download the free cost guide in the description below.
And if you found this video helpful, please like and subscribe for more patient stories. And until next time,
keep smiling.
Keep smiling.